Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotionals. My name is Mike and I'm the college pastor at Symphony Church, and today we'll be reading Mark chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. Mark chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. And when he returned to Capernaum after some days, it was reported that he was at home, and many were gathered together so that there was no more room, not even at the door, and he was preaching the word to them. And they came, bringing to him a paralytic carried by four men. And when they could not get near him because of the crowd, they removed the roof above him. And when they had made an opening, they let down the bed on which the paralytic lay. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Now some of the scribes were sitting there, questioning in their hearts, "Why does this man speak like that? He is blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" And immediately, Jesus, perceiving in his spirit that they thus questioned within themselves, said to them, "Why do you question these things in your hearts? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise, take up your bed and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralytic, 'I say to you, rise, pick up your bed, and go home.' And he rose and immediately picked up his bed and went out before them all, so that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, 'We never saw anything like this.'" Amen. If you've been walking with the Lord for some time now, this passage is perhaps familiar to you, but I think it is such a powerful passage for us today. In our passage, we read about this paralytic carried by four men to Jesus. Jesus was at home and he was preaching. He was preaching the word to people in his home, but not only to them, there were people surrounding the house as well. There were so many people, so much so that there was no more room outside, not even at the door, for people to stand, for people to listen. And so when this paralytic and the four men who were carrying the paralytic, came to this house, they decided if they cannot go through the front door, they're going to go through the roof. And so the four men bring the paralytic up to the rooftop, they make an opening, and they let down the paralytic from the roof. Verse 5 is interesting. It says that when Jesus saw their faith, when Jesus saw their faith, and I think that there is actually referring to the four men who were carrying the paralytic. When Jesus saw the faith of those four men, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Now, what do we make of this? You know, what I think is that oftentimes, it takes the faith of close friends, of brothers and sisters in Christ, who can help us receive forgiveness of our sins, who can help us get closer to Jesus. It often takes the faith of close brothers and sisters in Christ who can spur us on and encourage us in the gospel, remind us that each day, we are to go to Jesus. He is the one who forgives sins. He is the one who can bring healing. And as we look upon these four men and their faith, Jesus looks at the paralytic and says, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Now, there are some scholars or some people who might interpret this as, oh, this man became paralyzed because of his sins. I don't think that's necessarily clear in this passage. I would be very wary to actually make that point. But what we do know is that every person is a sinner in need of forgiveness. And even though this man was paralyzed and was actually looking for healing, What this man actually needed was the forgiveness of his sins. What this man actually needed was the gift of salvation, the gift of eternal life with his Father in heaven. And so Jesus actually gave this paralytic something greater. But Jesus then perceives in his heart, in his spirit, that there were scribes questioning in their hearts the work of Jesus. Why does Jesus, this man, speak like that? He is blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone? Jesus perceives these questions in their hearts. And so he says to them, which is easier, to say to the paralytic, your sins are forgiven, or to say, rise, take up your bed, and walk? Both were seen to be impossible sayings by a mere man. Not just sayings, but actions. They were seen to be impossible actions by a mere man. Only God can bring healing. Only God can forgive sins. And so, Jesus then says, to show that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, I'm going to say to the paralytic, rise up, pick up your bed, and go home. And what happens after that is exactly what Jesus said. The paralytic rises up, picks up his bed, and goes home. What a miracle, worthy of praise, worthy of being amazed and glorified like the people were in verse 12, who said, we never saw anything like this. We see in this passage that Jesus does both. Jesus has authority on earth to heal the sick, to heal the paralytics, to heal the lepers. Jesus has authority on earth to bring healing and to cast out demons. But Jesus also has authority on earth to forgive sins and to give eternal life with their Father in heaven. Jesus is able to bring the gospel of repentance, a gospel of life with God. As we look at our own lives, I want to encourage you to know that Jesus is able. He is more than able to heal the sick, heal the lame. And if that's you today, if you are sick, if you are in need of healing, I want to encourage you to have faith. To have faith that Jesus is able to heal you. But not only that, I also want to encourage you to know that Jesus forgives sins. Oftentimes, we think of this as like a one-time thing. It happens at the moment of when we receive Christ into our heart, when we receive the gifts of salvation. But I think that this is actually a daily thing. When we come to the Lord and say, Lord, forgive my debts. Forgive my sins as I forgive those who have sinned against me. Lord, help me to not live in my sin anymore. Every day we often find ourselves sinning in one way or another, and we need the grace and the forgiveness of God through Jesus Christ. And so, I first want to pray over those who are listening and need healing. And then I also want to pray for God's forgiveness upon us over our sins. So let me do that right now. Let's pray. Father, I pray, Lord, for anyone who's listening right now or anyone in our church. God, we pray in faith. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would bring healing upon the different areas that need healing. Lord, you know what needs healing. You know what is aching in their bodies. You know what is hurting. So, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, bring healing. In the name of Jesus, bring healing. In the name of Jesus, bring healing upon my brothers and sisters. I pray, Father, Lord, that you would not only heal them, but Lord, that you would forgive our sins. Forgive our sins in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord, to know that our life without you is not a life worth living. God, we want to live for you and with you. Help us, Lord, to not take your grace for granted, not to abuse your grace, but Lord, to live daily in gratitude and rejoicing and praise and honor. Lord, that you would be glorified in and through our life. Forgive us, Lord, of our sins. And we pray, Father, that you would continue to do so each day. We thank you and pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen. Thank you for joining us for our devotional. I hope and pray that if you are experiencing any sickness or ailment, that you have received some level of healing. If so, if that's you, please message me or email me. I'd love to hear how God has healed you. I think it is a testimony worth hearing and praising God for. And if you're still feeling something right now, let's continue to pray for God's healing upon you. And continue to pray for God's grace and forgiveness upon your life. I hope your day is a blessing for you, and hope to see you tomorrow.